This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino as we're breaking down Saints Week 12 against the Atlanta Falcons. And to help us get into this rivalry, what better than a guy that's been a part of it, Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley on the line now, joining here on WWL Saints Radio. Scott, appreciate the time, man. How you get juiced up for this rivalry?
Oh, man, it's easy to get up for Falcons. But I tell you what, the one thing the city told us right away when we all got there in 2006 with Sean Payton, some of us were unfamiliar with how serious that rivalry was. The city let us know, listen, this is more about New Orleans versus Atlanta than it is Saints versus Falcons. So once they said that, we understood the assignment.
All right, I'm going to throw you off on this one, but you can give me an. I got one of the biggest Cornhusker fans sitting right across from me watching the show here. He says, man, is Nebraska going to beat Penn State this weekend?
Oh, man. You know what? If it was an afternoon game.
Oh, I thought I'd get a quicker deal.
No, I'm nervous. The whiteout has me nervous. I know Penn State's having a down season, but, man, that place at night is tough. And Nebraska has a freshman quarterback playing. He played well last week at UCLA or 2 weeks ago and got the win. But, man, at Penn State at night's a different animal. It's going to be a game.
Yeah, I would imagine it will be. And be a big win for them to get that win on the road. And as you pointed out, Penn State's, man, really been super disappointing. And like LSU, well, you don't hear as much noise coming from there about the coaching search, but they're looking for a new one too. In this game, Scott, when you know that Drake London's not going to be around. Darnell Mooney's had a bit of an off year this year at wide receiver. Kyle Pitts, he's on the all-potential team, which means he ain't done a lot. You know that they're going to get a fistful and a half of Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier. And I've been telling them all week, yeah, man, I'm a big fan of Bijan. I think he's a terrific back and also receiver. But the hammer is Tyler Allgeier. You got to stop the run and say, you know what? If Cousins going to beat me throwing it, have him do it. But I'm going to rush him right over the top, and I'm going to steal that launch pad of his real quick.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think you're exactly right. I think Kyle Pitts has been, his whole career has been kind of a disappointment. They're going to go after, they're going to target him more because no Drake London, they have to. I like the matchups the Saints have in the secondary versus their wide receivers. But, yeah, the game comes down to, do you contain Bijan Robinson? And for some reason, every year, like you forget about Tyler Allgeier. Everybody always forgets about him because Bijan Robinson is so good. But if you forget about that guy, before you know it, you look up and he's got 75, 80 yards rushing. So you have to be able to contain him when he's in there. He's a change of pace back. And that makes it tough. When you play linebacker, play defense, and you get change of pace backs, like Bijan Robinson's a slasher. He's extremely talented and explosive. Allgeier comes in and then he leans on you. It's tough to play that type of ball. So if you can make Atlanta play from behind, I think that's the key, is continue this momentum the Saints have, beating a Carolina team on the road. Come out, start fast, and I think that's your best chance against this team, and make them throw the ball more than they want to, because you don't want them to just turn around handing off to Robinson the whole game, because I agree with you, he's one of the best players in the NFL.
We're talking to Wes Durham, the voice of the Falcons, and I had a Saints defensive coach tell me when Caden Ellis signed with the Falcons, he was like, oh, no, we made a mistake here. And him going to Atlanta makes it even worse. From what you've seen from the Caden Ellis here with the Saints, and he has really been a very good player for the Falcons in his ability to rush the quarterback. I thought his last year with the Saints, his biggest improvement was his ability to play in reverse in the coverage part of the game. Your thoughts on Caden Ellis and how well he's developed with Atlanta?
Yeah, I think Cade's a really good player for them. He's their quarterback of their defense, and he's taken advantage of the opportunity he got. And really, his career became what it became because he took advantage of his opportunity last year with New Orleans and played himself into a nice contract and went on to Atlanta. And like I said, he's the quarterback of that defense. And I don't know, for some reason, the Saints have like this linebacker internship program where everybody comes to New Orleans for a few years and they go off, and then now they're the quarterbacks of the defense. You look at Anzalone, he goes to the Lions. Zach Bond goes to the Eagles. Caden Ellis goes to the Falcons. So these guys have done a nice job in their second stints, and really smart players who know exactly where to be on the field. And when they're there, they're making plays as well.
Scott, looking at this game too, I'm seeing that one of the legends of the game going to be honored. We got Drew Brees calling the game and also Jimmy Graham back in the house. That's going to be an intense atmosphere with the Dirty Birds in town and so much alumni back in the building too.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Saints fans, don't sell those tickets. We don't need any red jerseys down there in the first level. So we want that place loud. And I think there's a little bit of momentum right now. I know it's been a disappointing season, but the way the Saints played against a Carolina team that had won four of their last five games, won a big game in Lambeau, and the Saints went in there, played their best game that they played in about a year to me. Like, really good quality football. Tyler played outstanding at quarterback. So there's a lot of momentum. I think little things that you see that are giving some people hope for the future. And Tyler just needs to keep stacking performances, keep playing with that swagger he's been playing with. But, you know, you talk about having Jimmy back. I mean, so many great games, obviously, with Drew and owning the Falcons for a number of years and him calling the game. And we're going to have Jimmy on our pregame show with Stan Verrett. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Those guys obviously had some big-time games and some big-time moments against the Falcons, and it's always fun to relive those wins over the Dirty Birds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
One of the things with the Falcons defensively, and this is why I think the Saints got to run the football, Falcons have had a lot of difficulties, Scott, stopping the run. Where they've been really good at? Rushing the quarterback. The last 3 weeks, they've had more sacks and more pressures than any other team in the NFL. And I think they're in the top three as far as quarterback sacks are concerned. Then all of a sudden our team said, okay, if you want to run the rushes, hey, good enough, we're just going to run it at you. I think Alvin Kamara, whatever you combination you want to shoot at him, if it's Taysom or whoever, you got to be able to run the football against Atlanta. And I think it helps your young quarterback so much that not everything is on his plate.
Yeah, I agree with you. Get the ball out of his hand quick. And I tell you, a lot of those stats you read off, and you know, they've been good at getting after quarterback, press quarterback. They're also, it's because they pressure a lot. Only the Vikings pressure more than the Falcons. So they're second in the league in the amount of times they're bringing heat. So, but the problem with the Falcons is they're bringing heat, but it's almost feast or famine. They're either making a nice play or they're giving up a big play. And I think you look at it even last week. I mean, Bryce Young, they made a whole new area of the Pro Football Hall of Fame after that game. But Bryce Young loves playing against the Falcons. And a lot of it is because they bring heat, get rid of the ball quick, and you get make plays in space. And I really like the matchup. So if they want to bring extra blitzers and you got Chris on the outside and Juwan against their linebackers and then getting Alvin involved in the passing game, I really think I want them to blitz, because when they blitz, yes, they make some plays, but they also give up a lot of plays.
One of the things I'll never forget, the game in Berlin, okay, and they really got after the quarterback there with the Colts, and he looked like the cat that I saw when he was with the Giants. But then at the end of the game, I think the head coach was, the hell with this. Hand the football off to the big man. Let Jonathan Taylor finish it off, and in five straight runs, boom, touchdown. And listen, if playing two-hand touch, they still wouldn't have brought him down.
Yeah, they've struggled against the run. And I think a lot of times when you are a team that likes to blitz a lot, obviously that works better against the passing situations. If you are not winning on first down and getting teams into second and long and third and long, all those blitzes don't work, because the blitzes are stop the pass more often than not. So if you can stay ahead of the chains, win on first down, and now you have Atlanta's defense right where you want them, and you can continue to run the ball, I think – another great sign, besides, you know, this team playing their best football game against the Panthers, I'm talking about the Saints, besides Tyler playing so well, Shuck playing so well, is the running game. You saw a running game come alive against Carolina. So if that could continue as well off the bye week, I think you'll see this game turn out the way the Saints want to.
I don't know what he's eating or drinking, but I want a taste and a drink of it. DeMario Davis. Oh, my God. He's got to play that good at his age? That's amazing to me.
DeMario's been outstanding. I tell you what, he takes great care of his body. He's extremely disciplined. And every time you sit there and you say, well, you know, Father Time's undefeated, and all it takes is DeMario to have, like, not be the leading tackler on defense, and everybody says, well, DeMario's losing a step. And then he comes back the next game and leads the team with 13 tackles, has a sack. So he's been an outstanding performer. And the one thing, is DeMario the same player athletically as he was 4 years ago? No, because Father Time is undefeated. But the one thing about DeMario, when you watch him on tape, he's pointing plays out before they happen. He's a student of the game. He's the quarterback of the defense, and he's been an outstanding player for a long time.
Just unreal to watch it and soak it in, because we know Scott, it ain't going to be too much longer. He understands he's in the winter years of his football career, but, man, what a role with the Saints he's had. And I don't know if a guy other than maybe Drew Brees sort of the tail end that he – it wasn't quite the same, but boy, he was still really good. And when he's going to be gone, they're going to say the same thing about what they're saying about Drew. Boy, we sure missed the days when DeMario Davis was playing linebacker for this team.
Yeah, I think you're right. And like you said about Drew, you know, his arm strength got weaker and all those. DeMario might lose a step, but they make plays because they're great football IQ individuals and know exactly how to play the game up between the ears.
Scott, always appreciate the time, man. When's your game day starting Sunday?
We'll be on an hour before kickoff, so we're going to have Jimmy Graham on there, and we're gonna ask him the questions people want to know. So hopefully all goalposts will remain intact after Jimmy's gone.
Always appreciate the time, Scott. Thank you so much, and go Saints, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst, joining us there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.